Midas was the king of Phygia in Asia Minor. He had everything a king could wish for: abundant wealth, a big castle, and a beautiful daughter. Even though he was very rich, Midas thought that his greatest happiness was provided by gold. His avarice was such that he used to spend his days counting his golden coins. Occasionally, he would cover his body with gold objects, as if he wanted to bathe in them. Money was his obsession. One day, Dionysus, the god of wine and revelry, passed through the kingdom of Midas. One of his companions and his tutor, a satyr named Silenus, being in an intoxicated condition, lost his way and strayed into the rose garden of the monarch, where he was found by some of the king's attendants. He was then bound with roses and conducted to the presence of the royal master. Midas treated him with the greatest hospitality. After entertaining for 10 days, he was sent back to Dionysus, who was greatly pleased with the king's goodwill. As a token of gratitude, the god of wine offered to grant Midas any favor he chose to demand. The avaricious king, whose wealth was already boundless, asked the god for the gift of turning everything he touched into gold. That the god did give him then and there, and Midas took his leave, secretly overjoyed. The next day, Midas woke up, eager to see if his wish would come true. He extended his arm, touching a table, which immediately turned into gold. Going into his garden, he snapped a branch from a tree, and the twig shone forth a golden hue. Then he picked up a stone, and instantly it glittered between his fingers. The great transforming power filled his heart with joyful pride. He kept on running in his madness all over his palace until he got exhausted and thirsty. Sitting at the breakfast table, Midas picked up a grape without thinking. But before he could put it into his mouth, the grape became gold. When he was about to drink, his favorite wine trickled from his jaws as fluid gold. Even the wine cup turned itself into gold in his grip. The same happened with a slice of bread and a glass of water. Suddenly, he started to sense fear. Right at that moment, his beloved daughter entered the room. When Midas hugged her, she was transformed into a gold statue. The king was astonished and horrified. The substance that he used to have desired so greedily had now become the curse of his existence. The despairing king at last turned to the wine god for help. Kneeling down before Dionysus, he implored that the merciful god to rid him of the golden touch, which had now become a fatal gift. Dionysus, pitying his unhappy plight, smiled and told him to go and bathe in the river Pactolus. Hurling his body into the grateful little stream, the king laved himself thoroughly and was cured. From this time forth, the sands of the river Pactolus are golden colored to this very day. When he returned home, everything Midas had touched came back to normal. Embracing his daughter in full happiness, Midas decided to share his great fortune with his people. From then on, Midas became a better ruler, who was generous and grateful for all goods of his life. His kingdom prospered.